This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. I'm Brendan Bale.
And I'm David Hunt.
Well, yes, and David is back in the studio.
Yay, we missed him last week. Now, so this week we're doing tag team. Neil's got the week off this week. He's back in Perth seeing family. Yes. So we can say hello, but he won't be listening.
And we've also got a special guest very early on the show as well, friend of the show.
Well, one of our other team players.
Exactly.
Yes.
And who is that?
It's Fiona Brooke.
So we're going to be having a great chat with Fiona. We're going to be talking something very special today.
Yep.
About what's happening in the media industry and the arts in particular.
Yeah, it's. I'm so pleased that she came up with this topic. So it'll be a good chat.
Yes, we haven't had sort of a bit of a philosophical chat for a while, have we, David?
No.
But it's great to have you back,
I must say.
And yeah. I know
it's really funny because when you have 1 week off, it seems like forever,
which does.
Is actually 2 weeks before you're back in the
exactly
studio.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So I know for a fact that you've been missing my movie reviews.
Oh, like deliriously. Yes. You know, like I had to go to our podcast to listen. And thank you, Julie, for all the wonderful podcasts
Julie
she does.
Julie is wonderful. And she's actually going to be doing single interviews as well.
Which is brilliant.
If you want to track down, just if you hear that you know, we've got someone very special on the show, you can track down their interview alone. Mm. So you can just enjoy that on its own. So check that out on joy.org.au and on the Sunday Arts Magazine page.
That's it.
Our beautiful mugs at the top of the page.
Oh, well, beautiful. That's debatable.
But David, back to my film reviews.
Yes.
I've gone to see a few this week.
Have you?
I have.
That's
strangely
unusual for
enough.
You.
Strangely enough, I'm going to start with probably the lesser of the three films that I've seen this week. Only saw it this morning, actually. It's been out for a couple of weeks.
You love a Sunday morning film, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I do. It's sort of a Sunday matinee just by myself. So I love
the lonely
it.
Guy. Although I must admit, I do like seeing movies by myself.
It's fantastic.
Yep.
It's fantastic. There's no pressure to make sure it's a good film for your friend or your partner or whatever it may be. So I went along to see John Wick Chapter 2.
Chapter two. I missed chapter one.
You did miss chapter one. And chapter one was a very good film, David. And the same director is around this time, Chad Stahelski. Mm-hmm. And it's Keanu Reeves.
Yep.
He was in the original and he plays the title character, John Wick.
And he hasn't been around on, you know, like for somebody who was such a huge star, say 10, 15 years ago, hasn't been around much at all of late.
No.
But is that by choice or he just hasn't been getting the roles?
I think maybe a bit of both.
Right.
But this one came along and, you know, I think it was being sold as a bit of a Taken kind of role, like the Liam Neeson hit series.
Yep.
And it actually did very well. I don't think anyone was really expecting it to do very well. And so now we have a sequel.
How long ago was the first one?
I think it was only maybe 2 years ago.
Right, okay.
I reckon about 2 years ago. And then this one came out at the start of this year in the US. So we're a little bit behind with John Wick.
What does that mean? Because we're often at the same time.
Yeah,
aren't we?
I'm not sure. Maybe to do with the distribution.
Right.
And this one's from Lionsgate, so I'm not sure they might have a different agreement in Australia.
So what's it like?
Not very good.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm not going to spend too much time on this one.
Good.
I actually kind of had... I had sort of high hopes, or at least, you know, average hopes for this one. You know, same director, I think it was the same writer, same star, and it just really fell flat for me.
Well, sometimes it's hard to come up with a second, you know, like, to capture lightning in the bottle twice.
And, yeah, but from all reports, it's getting really good reviews from the start of the year. So I'm a little bit perplexed of why I just didn't connect with it at all, because the first one was really good with, you know, kind of balancing an interesting story of revenge with, you know, sort of a bit of hyper-violence in there, which I'm always a bit of a fan of in the films. And it just didn't deliver. And Ruby Rose Rose played a mute.
That's right. She is
sniper in this, and I don't know. She played the part well, but it was. I just don't know why she did it. It was just so thinly. A nothing role. Really.
I think she will do any film role she can get her hands on at this moment.
This is
and good on her. Why not?
Well, that's the thing. It does get your name out there.
Yeah, and that's why she's doing it.
Yeah. Yep. So.
How many stars?
Two stars.
Two. Okay.
Yeah. Moving on. On to a better one. I'm going to leave my favourite film for the end. But finally, another queer film in cinemas, David.
Oh, good.
Mind you, it's only, I think, Cinema Nova that's playing this one at the moment. Yep. But Handsome Devil, which...
Oh, it's about you.
It is. It's a documentary about me, David. How did you know? Oh, you're sweet. But this is written and directed by a gentleman by the name of John Butler. And
John Butler?
John Butler. Not the one you're thinking of, no. Just a solo guy.
Okay.
And it's an Irish film about this very handsome, but quirky, geeky kind of redhead growing up.
Oh, I like redheads.
I know you do, David. So, but I think he's a lot older than 16, but he's playing 16. In the film. I don't know about this one. I really, really wanted to like Handsome Devil, but it's kind of just very middle of the road. It doesn't really go any places that, you know, queer coming of age stories haven't been before. It tells it very simply and concisely, but it just doesn't take it anywhere new.
Do you know what? That big sigh, if you heard it, folks out there in radio land. Another, you know, coming out of age story.
Yeah.
No, come on. We're better than that. We're much better than that.
Do you know what? For me, it's a good starting point for a film. You know, coming out stories are sort of a universal tale for queer people, anyone on the queer spectrum. So I think
we've done it enough, though.
Well, but this is the thing. I think we've done the basic story to death, basically.
Yep.
But I think as a starting point, I've seen so many great films in the last few years where that's only just a starting point and it goes to places that you don't expect it to.
Yep.
This one doesn't go anywhere that you don't expect it to. So I can only give this one, you know, for what it is, it's made very well. It's a 3-star film, Handsome Devil. If you're sort of starving for a queer film that, you know, as I said, there's not a lot out there in cinema land in Melbourne. So if you're looking for something like that, head along to Cinema Nova. 3 stars for that one. But to my favourite film of the week, and still not a classic, but a bit of a classic tale, David.
Right.
This is called Neruda.
Neruda.
And it's a new film from Pablo Larraín, who did Jackie.
Ah, I've been reading about this, yes.
So, and you know that I didn't adore Jackie.
I know.
So I had a few reservations about Neruda. And I went in very, very cold with this one.
Yep.
I didn't know about Neruda, the historic figure.
Yep, yep.
So,
who is he?
Well, he was a very, very famous poet and politician then as well.
Yep.
In Chile.
Yep.
I won't say what happens to him later in life if you don't know anything about him, because that kind of gives a bit of the story away. But let's just say there's political intrigue and there's some humour in there,
which is so much what Chile's all about, isn't it? There's so much intrigue politically.
Yes.
And it's a mad, crazy country, but wonderful at the same time. But
amazing.
One of Chile's favourite sons is in it.
Oh, yeah. Well, is he Chilean?
Yeah.
Oh, Gael García Bernal.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was Mexican.
No, he's from Chile. I'm almost sure he is.
Oh, okay. Because one of his first roles was in a Mexican film, And Your Mother Too. I can't pronounce it.
And then he played Shay, didn't he?
Yeah. Shay Guevara, yes. Yeah. So, yeah, you could be right, yes.
I just assumed.
But he's also played Spanish in Pedro Almodóvar's films as well, so...
Well, but the in Chile they speak Spanish, don't they?
Well, yeah, but he played a Spaniard.
Yeah, I'm right, okay.
Because I think that was either Madrid or...
Right, Barcelona. Madrid.
So... Basically, he isn't the main character in... Well, he sort of is, but he isn't at the same time, because he plays this kind of bumbling detective who is, you know, charged with the task of finding Neruda. So he plays...
Oh, it's like Finding Nemo, is it?
A little bit, yeah.
Right.
Finding Neruda.
Okay.
That was the original title. but it's very funny. Very funny. And he is kind of plays it very deadpan.
Yeah.
Which works, because there's a kind of little twinkle behind his eye,
right?
Where, you know, he's sort of in on the joke, but it's very interesting, interesting to watch him sort of perform this, because it could have been a very stock standard, like, this is the detective, he's trying to find this, you know, character, and could have been very stock standard, but there was a lot of humour in it, beautiful landscapes that they sort of get into, beautiful sort of art, and the people. So the characters are really interesting in
this. So it's the 50s, 60s, is it?
Oh, I should know this, but it is 1948 is when when communism was made illegal in Chile. So that's when it kind of takes off, this story,
right? Okay,
because then has to go into hiding, and that's kind of where
in the 50s and stuff.
Yeah, it would have been into the 50s. Yep. So I think it was wonderful, and I really enjoyed it.
How many stars?
Well, I say wonderful. It wasn't quite wonderful. It was a little bit below.
You're getting
wonderful.
A bit tougher.
I'm getting
these
a bit
days,
tougher. I'm getting a bit cynical.
Which is good.
No, I'm not getting cynical. I don't think I'll ever get cynical when it comes to film. But, you know, this one, it impressed me, but it didn't wow me, if that makes any sense. So it's a 3.5-star film for me. So it's a new one from Pablo Larraín. His style's growing on me a little bit, but we'll see what he comes up with his next one. I'm a very hard critic on him.
Oh, you are.
Because I just really didn't love Jackie that much. Okay. But I thought it was beautifully shot. The music was stunning. And the music is wonderful in this one again.
Well, if you like Jackie, or you want to make any other comments that, you know, like, give Brendan a hard time, please let us know.
Let us know. 0427JOY949. Or you can email onair@joy.org.au. We're still in the midst of a radiothon as well. So get on to joy.org.au to renew your membership.
Yep.
Or become a member of our Joy family.
Or,
super easy.
Or donate.
Donate as well. Yep. We would love that.
Even $10.
Exactly.
$10 and you go in the draw to win the cruise.
Exactly. Yes, the Holden cruise.
Well, no.
The cruise.
The cruise is for donations.
For donations. And if you sign up, you go into the draw for a Holden. So get onto that. Yep. You're on Joy 94.9. It's Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.